thank you so much. Thank you so much for choosing to spend your evening with us. You know, we appreciate it. It means a lot to us. It does. It does. Well, I mean, just think, ladies and gentlemen, you could be sat in the comfort of your own home now, watching Celebrity Big Brother. I did catch a few of those shows when it started. You know, and I thought it was like a trip down memory lane. I did. Not in a nostalgic way, more in the evolutionary sense. I did. Although, to be fair to the contestants, they were way, way further up the evolutionary tree than Donald Trump and Sarah Palin, weren't they? Way to go for those guys. Way to go. Now, to open the show, we have a wonderful singer-songwriter who hails from Brighouse in West Yorkshire. Yeah. He has indeed recorded with the very famous Brighouse and Rastrick brass band. Yeah, that's something else. Brighouse and Rastrick. I suppose if Fairport was a reggae group, that would have been my name, wouldn't it? Rasta Rick. I know you're going to love this guy, so will you please give a huge Fairport welcome to the brilliant Roger Davis.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Roger.
Oh, I like your style down here at the front. So it was a very special night when Fairport Convention rolled into town, is it not?
Yes!
I've had the pleasure of opening, this is the third show so far, on a run of 30 concerts altogether. And, well, all I have to say about the experience so far is simply that, well, a fella could get used to this, what more can I say? Everybody's gonna take it one step at a time. Everybody's gonna make it to the finishing line. We're coming out of the darkness together as one. We're gonna walk into the sun. We're gonna walk. I found for the way is dark, you know the road's so long, still side by side we keep traveling on. Everybody's gonna take it one step at a time. Everybody's gonna make it to the finishing line. We're coming out together as one. We're gonna walk into the sun. We're gonna walk into the sun. Many miles we travel, many rivers we cross, so many times we stumble when the way is lost. And though still now mountains stands in our way, I wanna walk beside you, come what may. Everybody's gonna take it one step at a time. Everybody's gonna make it to the finishing line. We're coming out of the darkness together as one. We're gonna walk. We're gonna walk into the sun. You know we're gonna walk. I wanna walk. We'll walk into the sun. Yeah. somebody over there who knows me? I'm not quite yet used to the bright lights of show business. It's all a little bit of a dark cave from where I'm looking out at you. But have we met before down there?
On many occasions.
Many occasions. Well, come and see me later and we'll do it all over again. I thought my dad was in Brighouse tonight. I don't know. It could be anywhere, to be fair. Talking about my dad, it's thanks to his old record collection that I ended up writing this song. It's called Raised on Rock and Roll, is this? I was, maybe you were too. Me and the girl with the pretty face in a chantilly lace, going for a ride down Thunder Road with Elvis, Carl P, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee and Buddy Holly playing on the radio. I was raised on rock and roll. I was raised on rock and roll. I was raised on where you can go and all your dreams can come true. This song's called Huddersfield Town. Oh, you've been there, have you? I know those roads like the back of my hand. If you're out on your own or you're lost and alone, if you like, I could show you around. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down over Huddersfield Town. Most afternoons I'll be hanging around there. I want to meet you on the bench in St. George's Square. Of an evening we will ride upon Castle Hill and have a wood-long lazy look around at the moon coming up and the sun going down over Huddersfield Town. No kind of fortune, no silver or gold, no more money than my pockets can hold. So many debts I don't know what I'll do. It's hard to believe that I've got you. It's hard to believe it when you turn out the lights. It's hard to believe. Too many times have I left things unsaid. There's so many words spinning round in my head. Is it any wonder why I do what I do? It's so hard to believe that I've got you. It's hard to believe it when you turn out the lights. It's hard to believe it. Stand by my side. It's hard to believe that I got you in my life. There's no kind of fortune, no silver or gold. Singing songs tonight from a brand new CD of mine. Actually, we're going to have to keep this a secret, gang, if that's okay. My official fan club will go crazy if they know that you have the option tonight of buying an album from me, which is not really available yet outside of this building this evening for at least another couple of months. It recorded last September. It's called Roger Davis. It's a live album. It's got the most imaginative title I could come up with. It's called Roger Davis Live at the Topic Folk Club, which is in Bradford, and it's a beautiful place, also just like Huddersfield. And it does everything it says on the front. You'll hear me singing songs if you've enjoyed these ones. There's plenty more on there as well, which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
I am your official fan.
You are my official fan. You've just elected yourself president, haven't you? Right? Post is vacant. Not for much longer, I would. Very kind. Jose. Song on the CD I wrote a long time ago. I never imagined that it would come true. So you say I'm a dreamer. Most people do. But if I'm dreaming here, please never wake me. I only write down these songs and I sing them for you, but you never know just how far it may take me. That's why I stood here tonight, underneath the spotlight, and I wish we could stay till the morning. But here's one last song, soon I'll be moving on. I think I hear destiny calling. I think I hear destiny calling. Yes, I think I hear destiny calling. I've seen dead end streets and I've sung to empty seats, but never once did I ever succumb to sorrow. You know I've traveled alone, so far from my home. I'm rolling down the road to a brighter tomorrow. As I stand here tonight, underneath the spotlight, I wish we could stay till the morning. But here's one last song, soon I'll be moving on. It's like I hear destiny calling. It's like I hear destiny calling. I think I hear. Listen hard to your heart, maybe you will hear destiny calling. real pleasure opening the show for you tonight, folks. Thank you very much for your listening ears and generous applause. I am grateful to you. Thank you. Hey, it's all right, guys. They're a friendly bunch in here, you know. We're going to have a great time with them. So, maybe I'll see you in the lobby in the interval or after the show. Come and say hello, bye, see you. I'll be grateful to you. We've got a long way to go to Cardiff tomorrow night, and I've got to get some petrol money together somehow. So please, come and buy something, and I'll be grateful to you. Meanwhile, here is the moment we've all been waiting for then. Proud to introduce some new friends of mine on stage in Southport. Please welcome them in the way that you know how. Please welcome some pals of mine called Fairport Convention. If I may, but as you can see, I've got some help with some famous friends of mine. You call them Fairport Convention, I simply call them the best there is in the business. What do you think? Yeah. So here's a golden oldie from where I come from. It's called James Dean.
Yeah, the babies!
think if you are dry, come spend the lads your money brisk and pop your nose. Job of this. Only marries on if you've half a crown. You're welcome all but to sit down. Come spend the lads your money brisk and pop your nose. Job of this.
Maybe one or two newbies in who've just like taken a punt on tonight or come expecting to see something else altogether. But I mean, welcome. No strangers here, just friends we haven't met yet. Yeah. It's going to be like that in the old people's home. And what do you mean it's going to be? But we love you and thanks very much for supporting us. And we love what we do. So here's a title track from an album of quite recent vintage, because the previous song was from way back when my dad was in the band. And he actually had the same name as me. Anyway, here's Myths and Heroes, title track, yeah! Written by the boy.
Were you girl is so uncool? You suckled on the she-bull. Did you think you had her fooled? Seven hills triumphant was never going to last. As the laurels started fading to a glory of the past. Myths and heroes, myths and heroes, myths and heroes. Up to the sky and rise and tell me what you see. The lovers fly across the ground, fulfill their destiny. And others more enduring just look out into the void. They see our empires come and go, no hope when they're destroyed. Myths and heroes, myths and heroes, myths and heroes. Look up for a comfortable, the footprint on the moon, a million-dollar mandolin, a plain and bluegrass tune. The wall that so divided us, held down by people's will. A yearly hope for peace on earth, we're waiting for it still. Myths and heroes, myths and heroes, myths and heroes.
It's the first track I ever recorded with Fairport on an album called Full House, and it's I've been able to retire on the profits from that album. So far it's up to £31. Thanks to Island Records, we'll remember you forever. And this goes out for our good friend Bernie tonight, who's in good form. Thanks for the prezi. I'll drink it in the interval. I mean, at the end of the show. And also it goes out to Tracy, who's having a birthday today. Tracy, where are you? Tracy? Oh, out of the bar now. That's good. Happy birthday, Tracy. It's a song you might know. It's got a chorus, Walk a While. So if you fancy joining in, we'll just wait for Chris to tune his extensive mandolin up. He's doing it because he cares, aren't you, Chris? And also to remind me to plug the fact that Feast of Fiddles, that amazing band, are here celebrating their 23rd anniversary on...
Oh, it's a long way down.
Oh, my glasses. What's the The 11th of April, ladies and gentlemen. Feast of Fiddles, they're a wonderful band and... you know, got some young people in them, some old people. The accordion is getting on a bit, but he's great. Don't tell him I said that. So here's Walk a While. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's a brand new song. It's so new, we haven't had time to record it yet. But a version is available on my new solo album. That's just
I see what you did there.
Drop that in just a
crafty little bit of merchandising.
It's really dedicated to anyone who doesn't know what to do on the weekends they have, and also for anybody who's never been to IKEA. It's called Devil's Work.
He's a great bass player. He plays with the Alter Eagles. Have you ever seen them? Have you seen them? Really? Are they good? Well, lie if necessary. He's our mate. I can't go and say, you know, they didn't like you in Southport. the Alter Eagles are fabulous, and Rob's a great bass player. Managed to keep his hair, unlike most. most of us, this whatever we do for a living. And Rob also writes songs. He wrote a song called Red Tide for us a while back on Jewel in the Crown. And he's written this song, which is called Man in the Water, from Myths and Heroes. So please buy the CD. We too have to go to Cardiff. Good luck, girls.
This is called The Gallivant. Now, if you look up the word gallivant in the dictionary, you'll discover it's an early 19th century word, which means to wander about. Ooh, to wander about. In search, wander about from place to place, all over the place. in search of pleasure and entertainment, but with no particular sense of purpose. Well, that's the story of our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty much knows what they do. Now, this piece is heavily influenced, actually, it's heavily influenced by classical music. Because I myself was classically trained up until the age of one. And it's particularly influenced by the music of Handel. Now, as I'm sure some of you know, Handel teamed up with Hinge and Bracket to form the Doors.
Yeah.
It was that part of his career that particularly influenced my compositional style. Now, I wrote this as well, especially to feature on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Conway.
Jerry!
On the bass guitar, Dave Pegg. Two guys who are, without question, the greatest rhythm section in their price range. No, they are. So this is the gas band. By the way, I should tell you that as well as Chris having a new album out, I've got a new album out as well with my trio. It's all merchandising. We won't be playing anything from it tonight, for reasons that will become blatantly obvious should you ever get to hear it. No, please, steady, control yourself. Now, we're going to do this one tonight for a birthday boy who is quite a youngster, actually, just a younger Fairport fan who's only been following us for 14 years. That's Sean, and it's his birthday. He's 68 today. Happy birthday, Sean. So I hope you're still gallivanting about from place to place. This one's for you, man.
Very difficult, this, Sean.
Make it look
thank you.
Mr. Rick Saunders, author and chief fortune.
The song came our way about 3 or 4 years ago now, from Janet Dowd. I don't know if you've seen her. She's an Ulster girl and beautiful singer. And, it's not her song, but it was unknown to us because although it's widely known in the Emerald Isle, it's not a song which made its way over here. But we brought it out in the year of the 100th anniversary of the First World War. And that's what it's about. It's called John Condon, and John is one of the claimants to be the youngest casualty in military uniform of that disgusting mess. And here's the song. So I really didn't do that very well, did I? That's a word of a song. I was incapable of multitasking. I was just troubling a bit, and I'm trying to be notional or fetching it into something like a tune, which is a concept of mathematical nature. It's just reminding me, when are you going to change my string, Simon? And I need a new battery.
I need a new battery as well.
We all do, Peggy.
John Condon.
Just a day, another day, beneath a Belgian sun, past grave on grave, row upon row, until I see the name John Condon, carved in stone, with harp and crown. Little crosses in the ground, and standing there, my silent prayer is for this boy who died a soldier. We lie alone, heroes who not come home. Truth, the waste.
What did you come here for? With Ireland's bow, your life untold, 14 years old to die a soldier. All around the harp and the crown, little crosses in the ground. What goes with sun? So undiscerned. Heroes do not grow. Sing out for all their souls. Here they lie to fields.
Thank you very much.
Over to Maya at the piano. As every year goes by, there's fewer people who remember Winifred Allen. We've got one more before the interval, and this is a song that's making a return to the set from having a long lie down. It was in the set briefly, I think, in 2006 or 7. Anyway, who's taking notes? But it's a song from Pete Scrowther, and I'm afraid it's another militaristic one, but this is not about a young piece of cannon fodder, an innocent child slaughtered for the greater good of who knows what. This is about a professional career soldier bastard. And it's a few hundred years before this. This is about a real chap who, at the end of the Hundred Years' War, had failed to capitalize enough on the grief and misery of warfare and decided, when peace broke out between England and France, he would just carry on. You know? And he started, he kind of invented mercenaryism in our culture. His name's John Hawkwood. And there's a lot of stuff about him. Mad person, but this is from the point of view of one of his followers, a man who had no other way to make a living other than crushing other people. Hawkwood's Army.
In the reign of good King Edward, we went marching off to France. And a Cressy and a Poitiers, we led a merry dance. But an end came to our business with the peace of Bretigny. So I joined with bold John Hawkwood and his free company. Well, we lived upon the bounty of that foreign countryside. We robbed and raped and drank our fill till the barrel that was dry. And a barrel being empty, then the notion did appeal to beard the Pope in Avignon, his treasury to steal. We ride with Hawkwood's army, hear the church bell ring. With fire and sword, we swarm across. wakes up and sent us on our way. A visit to his enemies in Italy to pay. For they had no king to lead them there, and each town stands alone. The pickings say we're rich, me boys, we pick them to the bone. Levi with Lockwood's army, hear the church bell ring. With violence on, we swarm abroad and let the Thomas stay. Levi with Lockwood's army. A doughty man, imperious and strong. And if your payments be delayed, he'll not detain you long. Fine gentlemen come rolling for a sack of gold or three. And he who is our friend today is tomorrow's enemy.
We ride with Hogwarts Army.
We have a new Fairport programme this year with health tips in it from the guys. So, well, we're hoping to be back next year, so we've decided to get healthy now. May have left it a bit too late. See you in the second half if we're all spared. Yeah?
Tell you about the other instrumental which appears on the Myths and Heroes album, which is a medley of two tunes. First one is The Fire of Mountain Time, the second one is Roger Bucknell's Polka. First tune was written by Chris on his Fire Bouzouki, and it's dedicated to Roger Bucknell, the great instrument maker, creator of Fire instruments. The second tune was written by Peggy on his final bouzouki.
Yeah.
and dedicated to Roger Bucknell, the great instrument maker and creator of song. But the amazing thing is that these two tunes were written completely independently in different places, with Peggy and Chris had no idea what the other was doing on exactly the same day. You were where, Peggy?
I was at the bar, I was at the song.
Actually, Peggy's using this great, this new bar that he's got, it's introduced into this fantastic new shampoo that Peggy's using. It's called Shoulders. So they wrote these two tunes completely independently and they fit together perfectly, which is synchronicity. And not only that, but Roger Butler, who is an incredibly good instrument maker, and this is for real, Roger, in the New Year's honours list, was awarded an MBE for services to guitar making, awarded an MBE. And Peggy didn't do so bad either, because they awarded him an MP3. Far bands in time, Roger Butler's Bob. Hey, thank you.
Set this together sort of over the Christmas period and by email between ourselves. So, you know, we no longer live in a commune, ladies and gentlemen. We have instead what is called a life. And but it's always a bit of a challenge. You know, oh, it's another year. But, you know, it's not just another year. You can't just get out last year's set list and do it. So where do we get them? Where do we find what to slot in that's new and fresh? Perhaps overlooked down the course of time. Well, about 3 months ago, I found an old iPod in the back of the kitchen drawer. You know that drawer that everybody has? With the string in. It's got the string in, hasn't it? Yeah. Some clothes pegs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And half a candle.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have
haven't been round your house, so I just know this. Anyway, so there was this, and I thought, I wonder if that still works. So I plugged it in, and it sort of got a little battery symbol started to glow a bit. And then I plugged it into the car, and it did work. And then it's like, oh, blimey, I don't remember that one. And it's just, it's been playing ever since, because it's got about a million songs on it. And things crop up from all over the place, and I think, oh, I know that one. And then, oh, who's singing it? Oh, that's me. Oh, that might work. So this is how this song came back into focus. Yeah, and this is another song about warfare. Detecting a theme. The last one of this film, and it's a song from Angel of Delight. Mm. Angel of Delight. It's a folk song, though, so it was really old before we got our hands on it.
You channels all and champions bold that takes delight in fields that knocks down churches and castle walls that now to death must yield. We must go and face our daring foes and wave a sword and shield. I often fought with my merry men, but now to death must yield.
Dear friend of ours, Ralph McTell, the wonderful Ralph McTell.
Yeah.
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 And this is a song he's written about trials and tribulations of life. You can see it, you can put the song in many situations. He's chosen the sea, traveling journey in a boat across the sea to kind of give you that idea of different things that can come in and out and query the pitch, as they say. And we'd like to do this tonight, especially for a Fairport virgin in the audience, for John Clark, who probably has experience of this, because he is the principal of Southport College.
Yeah!
John, nice to see you. Bye, John. Okay. Anyway, wherever you are, John, this is for you especially. It's called Clear Water.
Cool. Bit less guitar, please, John.
This bit more hair, please, John.
I want clear water from here to the horizon. Come see, for the journey's still ahead. Fair weather as we head for the skyline. The clear sky in the morning and every sunset red. I want clear to a star, like a team hooked to the cloud. And as for all the history, best it's left unwritten. Few believe it if we told what we have seen. Comedy and tragedy have come on and lived again. They are the poles and stardom that we sail in.
Thanks very much. Here's a song we haven't done for a few years. It's one of one of our favourites of Chris Leslie's songs. Chris has written some wonderful stuff for the band, and especially on the last CD. Let's hear it for Chris Leslie.
Washing dough.
That's what I use, if that happens to me. It's a lovely song, this. My Love Is in America.
Yeah! Woo!
Oh,
your own right hand. Then crazy man, my God, will curse me. My belief and tenet and my belief raised. And he laid on the floor with his fists sore. He laughed and he cried. His eyes, they are sane, and his speech is plain. How he longs to be far, far away. Michael, he whistles the sender's the tears, and he asks on the floor, where's their pardon for his true love's love? To every flower, and he must be the heart of that God.
I saw this monkey with a tin opener. I said, you don't need a tin opener to peel bananas. He said, I know, this is for the custard. Now, why would I tell you that true story? Why?
Oh,
Ben. Book you for every night, Ben. Now, you see, custard. Now, there you are. There you have it, custard. Someone will probably tell you some interesting stuff about custard later.
Well,
no. Oh, someone else.
I
I did have it pointed out to me the other day that the duck-billed platypus, you're all familiar with that? Strange assortment of animal parts that were put together in a rash moment by somebody who was experimenting with marsupials. The only creature in God's kingdom that can actually lay eggs but excretes milk. So it's actually the only animal that's qualified to make its own custard.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I think that does prove conclusive things.
Yes.
There's a Fairport show. It's very educational, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. When you go home tonight, you'll say to yourself, well, that's taught me a lesson. You will. Ken Dodd, 1975. Now. Not where we are. We custard. The author of this next song happens to be a world authority on custard. She's also the only person we know that can play the accordion and the trumpet at the same time and perform the Blue Danube using just her elbow and a drinking straw. Check it out. It's on YouTube. I refer to... Anybody know who I refer to? Anna Ryder. Yeah, Anna Ryder. She's written some great songs for us over the years. The Crowd Song, The Beautiful Sailing, both remember that one. And... in fact, she wrote this next one, which is called Bring Me Back My Feathers. She wrote it on the banjo, so Chris thought, I shall play it on the banjo. And then he added a tune to it, an American tune, which fits perfectly, which is called Angeline the Baker. And it's a marvellous number, and I confidently predict you'll enjoy it enormously. Take it away, Jess.
Elsa cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers, Elsa surely die. Bring me back my feathers, let me fly away to a warm land over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, Elsa cannot live. Bring me back my sweetheart, anything I feel. Bring me back my sweetheart, I'll kiss her wildly. Sweetheart, back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, bring her back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, oh how happy I will be. Bring me back my
another little discovery from that iPod that's still playing away in my car, back in Banbury. It's all right, it's got years on it. The tour only goes on till March. And this is a song which it kind of links the last two lineups of the band together in a rather, you know, I say the new boys here. But this current lineup is actually now in its 20th year, isn't it?
Yeah! Yeah!
A new boys. Yeah. But there was in the sort of changeover period, there was a sort of bit when Martin Alcock and the wonderful Martin Alcock, ladies and gentlemen, have some friends. And Chris Leslie were sort of collaborating on this and that, and this is a song which came out of that short-lived period. It's called Ladder Rook, and Martin had the tune, but he didn't have any words, and Chris is a great provider of such things. Sometimes they sort of join together in a sort of rhythmical, metrical manner, and occasionally rhyme. It's almost like poetry, when you put it like that. But the song which is called Ladder Rook, and Ladder Rook was the figurehead on a rather famous ship, which was also called Ladder Rook. So it's nice to have it back.
Thank you,
Mr. Jobs, for your iPod.
The gods no longer serve.
many times I've called your name. I hold you in my arms so tightly till I go to see.
Thanks very much.
Crockfordy.
Madness!
Tell me. 11th, 12th, 13th of August. Bernie, you're going to be there, aren't you?
Baggy trousers!
We're getting an outfit together for it. Bernie's coming. We've got Madness on. We've been trying to get him for about 4 years, and we've got some dirt on them, luckily. So we've been able, through various blackmail sources, to secure them a property for this year. On Thursday, the 11th of August, along preceded by Hayseed Dixie.
They're
one of our favourite bands. We're on as well. We start off on the Friday and we finish on the Saturday. And on Friday night, we've got the Bootleg Beatles with a string section.
Shall
big favourites of ours, yes. Yes, we'll all know them, Bern. And that preceded by Steel I Stan. You all love Steel I. We love Steel I. We've got fantastic food and drink at Crockfordy as well.
We've got crudités with Christmas starters, anchovies and virgin oil crudités. Crudités with Christmas starters, anchovies in virgin oil crudités.
Our good friend Ralph McTell, who's going to be on before us. A wealth of other great bands, you know, some great people. Digent is going to be there, yeah. Richard, bring your anchors. Your toilet paper. I always carry a spare roll myself. And we're going to do Chris Leslie's song, The Festival Bell, now. You all know the chorus. Jack. Just remember, try
Jack.
At the same time as everybody else, Bernie. Guys, not before Bernie. Do it all simultaneously or at the same time. I have to explain that in Birmingham when we do it. They don't get simultaneously. So Jack at the same time. Guys, same time. Otherwise, you'll be called premature Jack. If you don't. Here's the festival bell.
With another packet of the whispers at 10, 7 for 6 mil in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 300 years later, now it's minor and major, bringing us a merry and the festival bell. Hold on to the tale and the treble it is going. Be sure to make some changes now, you know that she is gone. You'll think to Sally for a bit, and then you won't be stuck to do. You'll have to have a silent view, cause Bob's not here. Daisy in the red light, maybe in the praise burst. Funny what you're thinking, here is breakfast on the left. 300 years later, now it's minor and major, bringing us a merry and the festival bell.
£10,000 price was set to find the Northwest Passage.
Go down, go down, go down, go down.
So many ships have tried, and yet the ice floes will not let them through. 1850 was the year we sailed out of Plymouth.
Go down.
To the God. pulled on Spirit Isle, a mile made up for ever landing us here. In April 1853, the Resolute sailed.
Go down.
At Belleville Isle, they found his note that told of our place and our flight.
Gary Conway, you can join us at this convention. Gary Conway. Professor Orpah.
Thank you so much, Southport. Everybody works at the Atkinson, loves their job, I know that. And it shows. And thank you for giving your Saturday night to be with us. We're going to love you and leave you, and hopefully we'll have encouraged you to consider the possibility of a weekend spent in South Ox, south of here, in an Oxfordshire postcode. It's really,
yeah!
Really fun. Yes, I think we've got the message, Bernie. I think we know you're coming. And it's a pleasure. But we're going to finish with a song which is, you know, the finishing song. It's
massive.
Kind of like just part of furniture now, this song. We tried opening a set with it. And then we just got completely flummoxed. I remember one tour about 20 years ago, we thought, well, let's put it at the end of the first set and see what that does. Run at the end of the night. And everybody went home. It's very odd. Anyway, it's a folk song, so it's nothing we've done. It's just, it's been, you know, it's been around. It was ancient when we started doing it, so imagine how creaky it is now. But it's a folk song because it's got only two chords and it's got 19 verses. You know, on a good night, it's got 19 verses. The story is told in relentless and nitpicking detail. If it was the other way around, if it was 19 chords and two verses, it would be a very different animal at all. But it's not. Anyway, we love you, leave you, and say thank you very much again for sharing.
Johnny Gale, thank you, Johnny. Simon John Beckenridge-Nichols.
David Bay. And the fire in the engine room. My Lord Gerald of Conway. Big thanks to Roger Davis for kicking us off so well. See you again, guys.
Day three, this tour. And 6 weeks to go yet. Oh, I mustn't get too excited, but thank you very much. It's really most encouraging to see you all. Hear that lovely noise. Thank you. But please bring him back. Roger Davis. Roger Davis. Roger's going to help us out on this one. So plunging in at deep water. We're all friends.
Papa, we love you!
Yeah. Show excellent taste there, Bernie.
I will never wash again, Bernie.
Here's the community singing practice moment of the evening. We will be singing this in the beautiful, warm evening of Saturday the 13th of August, later about 5 to midnight. And as the dust is still settling from the parched earth beneath our feet. We will raise our voices together after 3 days of the most wonderful experiences and crudités to sing this song. We used to sing but come the day we'd all be making songs or finding better words. These ideas never we
Roger Davis. Yay! Good shouts. Thanks for having me selling. Merry Christmas.